The Mishnah Masechet Ksubos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, teaches us. Hamaris es bitoy, if a father is maris his daughter when she's a ketana or a nara, v'girsha, and her husband after the erusin, prior to the nesuin, divorces her, and after she became divorced again, irsa, her father was maris her, v'nis armala, and she becomes an almana after the erusin. Ksubasa, the Tanakhama's opinion is that the ksuba that she collects from these two erusin, shaloi, belong to her father. His siya, if her father, however, gave her away in the suin, and the gersha, her husband, after she became the suin to him, divorced her, and then his siya, she was again Nesua to a second individual. For this Armelon, she becomes an Almana from that second individual. Ksubasa, the Ksuba from these two marriages, Shalah, belonged to the woman herself. Rehuda, Aymer Rehuda disagrees. Harishaina, the Ksuba from the first husband, even though that marriage already ended up being a nesuin, shalav, belonged to the father. Amrlo, so the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yehuda, Mishesia, if this woman already became a nesua, ein levia rishuspa, and why should the ksuba therefore say to Rabbanan to Rabbi Yehuda, go to the father, the ksuba ought to go to her. The Gemara begins by being medayik in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is teaching us a halacha that we discussed previously, that we have discussed previously in Masechet Yevamos. Says the Gemara, in making an observation about the second case of the Mishnah, of his siya v'girsha, his siya Venus Armala. Tama de Sia Vigirsha. The Mishnah speaks about a case where first she was in the Sua and that marriage ended with a Gerishin. In his Sia, and the Mishnah then said she became the Sua Venus Armala. Amnes Armala Tre Zimni, that she became an Amona twice, that isn't a case that the Mishnah speaks about, even though one can make one could assume that it would make sense that the Mishnah should perhaps speak about the same thing happening to her. Why does it have to say that once there was a Gerushin and once there was an Almana? To teach us that if she was indeed an Almana twice, Sulei Chazia Lintzubei, she would not be able to get married again. Because once a woman is married twice and her husband, and both of those husbands pass away, this woman is now considered a katlonis, and a katlonis may not get married again. As the Gemara in Masechet Yevamos, Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, teaches us the halacha of a katlonis. The Gemara over there quoted a machloikis amaroim, why indeed may a katlonis not get married again? Rav Huna's opinion was ma'ayana goyrim, that coming into contact with this woman causes her husbands to die, and that's why she should not get married a third time. Rav Ashi is of the opinion is mazla goyrim, and we'll speak a mitzvah shem in our shiurim. What does mazla goyrim mean? What would be the nafkamina? The nafkamina between these two pshatim is what is the status of a woman who only had erusin. If it's because of mayin goyrim, so mayin goyrim doesn't apply if all they had was only erusin. They never came into close contact. If the vart, however, is mazla goyrim, then it would be even from erusin. The fact that our Gemara is medayik from the second case of our Mishnah, halacha of katlonis. It seems that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Mayan Goyrim. On the other hand, if that's the case, ask the Rishonim. So in the Mishnah, it would make no difference if it was Nisarmala twice. Even if she was Nisarmala twice, the halacha would be, even if she was Nisarmala twice, the halacha would still be that she could get remarried, because they only had Erisin. So if that's the case, ask the Mefarshim, why does the Mishnah Man and the Reisha speak about that case as well? That, why doesn't the Mishnah and the Reisha say it that way as well? So the Rishonim explain, because as the Gemara is now explaining in the Sefer, it had to be Niskarsha and Nisarmala because of the issue of Katlonis. So that's why the Reisha uses the same example twice. However, the Meiri clearly points out that our Gemara is seemingly a raya that the reason for Katlonis is Mayon Goyrim. Furthermore, if, why didn't the Mishnah speak about, we understand why the Mishnah did not speak about Nisarmala twice, because Nisarmala twice would make her into a Katlonis. But ask the Mefarshim, why doesn't the Mishnah speak about Nisgarsha twice? It seems that some Rishonim use this as a raya that the halacha is that not only a woman who is nisarmala twice is considered a katlonis, but even a woman who was mugureshes twice is also considered a katlonis. In other words, the shaila is, what is the reason why of katlonis? If we say it's because of Mazla Goyrim, or is it because of Mayan Goyrim? If it's because of Mayan Goyrim, so that would be a halacha that's limited to her husband dying. Mayan Goyrim and Gerushin have nothing to do one with the other. But if we say the vart is Mazla Goyrim, then maybe she brings bad luck and her husband's divorce her. Although, I did see that there are many, and we'll discuss what the Shulchan Aruch says soon, that are of the opinion that even whether we hold Mayan Goyrim or whether we hold Mazla Goyrim, it doesn't apply to Gerushin. Why? Because Gerushin, we know, is in the control of the husband. So it's difficult to say that she should be held accountable for something that he controls. And therefore, the Shail of Katlonis does not apply to a woman who is Megureshes twice. But says the Gemara, Agav Urcha, what is our Gemara teaching us? Agav Urcha Kesoslam Tana, our Gemara, our Mishnah is teaching us that we follow the opinion of Rebbe, Dama betray Zimni Hava Chazaka. As the Mefarshim explain, if something happens before it's considered a Chazaka, we look at it as a coincidence. But if something is, if the same thing is always happening, it's clearly a raya that it's not just a coincidence. And therefore, here too, if something happens, a machloikus throughout Shas, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is that a chazok is only established after three times. Rebbe's opinion is that a chazok is established after two times. Our Mishnah is paskening that by this shayla of katlonis, we say that Chazok is established after two times. The Rivan Tosfos quotes an opinion of the Rivan that our Mishnah, when it speaks about the woman who was Mureses twice with a Gerushin and a Amona, and then became the sua with a gerushin and almana, is not talking about two separate women. It's actually talking about the same woman. The reason he says that the Mishnah is speaking that way, because the Mishnah says she became an almana from the Erusin, then she became Mugureshis, and then she became this Armala. He's of the opinion that if she was this Armala twice from the Erusin, she would become a Katlonis. So the Mishnah is talking about she was an almana, a Mugureshis, and then an Almana, and that's why she's not considered a Katlonis. This will be very relevant also as we get deeper into our Shiurim on the subject of, as we get deeper into our Shiurim of Katlonis. This halacha of Katlonis is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Tes, Sif Aleph. And first we'll read the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and then Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will begin discussing this subject at length. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch clearly is of the opinion that the Dlin of Katlonis is only by a woman who was Nesua, or Nesarsa, but the Ramah adds if she was Mureses as well, the Halacha of Katlonis applies. L'shnei anoshim v'meisu, and this happened to two men, and these two men died. Loi tinosei l'shlishi, this woman should not marry a third husband. Shekva huchsuka, this woman has a chazaka. Liois anosheha meisim, that her husbands unfortunately pass away. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'mnisis, but if she does get married to a third man, loi taitsei, we don't break that marriage. Vafil niskatsha. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, if she only had erusin with the third man, yiknis, she should already get married. Vim hikaba, if the third husband married her, knowing that she was a katlonis, yesh la ksuba, she's entitled to ksuba when that marriage terminates. Loi hikaba, but if the third husband married her, not knowing that she was a katlonis, and lo ksuba, she's not entitled to ksuba mishlishi from the third husband. Avo misheni, from the second husband, yesh lo ksuba, afilo loi hikaba. Even if the second husband did not know that her first husband passed away, if the marriage with the second husband terminates, she's entitled to ksuba. Furthermore, says the Ramah, when is there a concern that this woman is a katlonis? V'yesh oimrim dafke meisum nisas atzmam. If they only passed away a natural death. Avam nereg echmehem. If one of her husbands was killed, or meis bedever, or died in an epidemic, or enough of a meis, or was a freak death, ukedayim enakulam. And therefore, the Ramah adds, ulkein rabbi mekilim bedvarim elu. There are many that are lenient in this halacha, ve'im moichim b'yadeim, and they're not, and nobody says anything. Yesh oimrim, furthermore, as we discussed earlier, says the Ramah, that this din also applies to an isha shenis garsha beis pamim, to a woman who was divorced twice, ein lisa isa, not to marry her, av yesh oimrim, but the yesh oimrim is of the opinion that the din of katlonis applies by misa dafka, strictly by a woman whose husband's died. And again, here too the Ramah is mekel. So Ramah, we find, is taking quite a lenient opinion. Number one, the Ramah is teaching us that it's only if the husband died a natural death. Number two, the Ramah taught us that if somebody was lenient, ein moichin v'yadam. And number three, we find that Ramah says that this halacha only applies to a woman whose husband's passed away, not in a situation of gerushin. And in fact, when we look at this halacha, we find actually stiris, contradictions. On one hand, as we just learned in the Gemara, throughout Shas we have a machloikus of Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What is considered a chazaka? Is a chazaka established after two times, or is a chazaka established after three times? We always paskin, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a chazaka is established after three times. Yet, here in our Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch that we're learning now, we see that a chazaka is established after two times. Furthermore, on the other hand, we just learned the Ramah, who takes all sorts of lenient approaches to the Shaila. The Kesem Mishnah, in Perek Chaf Aleph, of Hilchas Isuri Beya, Halacha Aleph, and the Behetiv in our Siman quotes a Tshuvas HaRambam, that the Rambam has in the Sefer Tshuvas Per Hador, that says that this entire concept of Katlonis doesn't represent an Isser, it's something just that people are concerned about. And he therefore says that there were times that they didn't let the husband know that this woman had this history in order to be able to marry off the woman. On the other hand, the Birka Yosef quotes a Rimigash that we don't allow a person to marry Katlonis. And even if the man says, it doesn't bother me, we still don't allow them to get married. And so too does the Rashba says, there's no makom, there's no place to be makel. And that's the opinion of the Rosh, up to the point that the Ritva says that maybe we make a man who married a Katlonis divorcer. In fact, this concept of Katlonis, the Mepharshim say, is actually found in the Torah. Because we find that Yehuda did not want Shela to marry Tama. Ki Omar Pen Yomus Gam Hu Ki Achav. So we see that the Torah already speaks about this concept of Katlonis. And in fact, I saw that there are many poskim that are very reluctant to paskin any shaila regarding Katlonis, because, so to speak, we're playing with fire. So how do we look at this? So actually, it's really, the Mepharshim say, it's very connected to what we discussed earlier in our shir. Earlier in our shir, we quoted the Gemara Masech de Yevamos, the Machloikis, Rav Huna Rav Ashi, what is the concern by Katlonis? Is it Mayim Goyrim or is it Mazel Goyrim? So some want to suggest that if it's Mayim Goyrim, so that's a question of Sakana. Mayim Goyrim means that coming in contact with this woman is a sakana. She has, I guess you would say, some sort of a contagious disease. So even though everywhere in halacha we hold that a chazak is established with two times, here we're going to with three times. Here, because we're dealing with a situation of sakana, we'll say even after two times we have to be worried about this woman being a Katlonis. If, on the other hand, we say that the concern of Katlonis is Mazel Goyrim, so Mazel is something that is much more ambiguous and it doesn't involve a Sakana. So could well be that we don't necessarily have as significant of a Machloikis Rishonim as we may have
and can we or can we not be lenient with a katlanis? After two times, the machlokes of the Rishonim is, do we have to be concerned for Mayim Goyim, or do we have to be concerned for Mazla Goyim? If we hold for two, and similarly, how far do we have to be worried about the Chazakah? That's why the Rambam, and maybe even the Ramah, are more lenient. But they're only lenient after two times. Because really, after two times, we don't have a full-fledged Chazakah. But after three times, when we have a full-fledged Chazakah, and there, no matter what pshat we learn, Mazla Goyrim or Mayon Goyrim, we're going to have to be more machmer. After two times, since it's not a chazaka under all circumstances, it's only a chshash sakana, that's where the Rambam is more lenient.